All right, everybody, welcome back into Mining Stock Daily. We're going to talk some nickel development projects with Magna Mining. They do trade on the venture with NICU and on the OTCQB with MGMNF. We haven't talked to CEO Jason Jessup since the PDAC. There was important news back then, and they continue to, for most part, de-risk Green Hill. They announced an offtake agreement with Vale. So to give us his commentary is Jason Jessup. Jason, welcome into the pod.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Trevor. Great to be here.
Well, congratulations on this news. I mean, it makes sense that Vale would take this, take your offtake here. Now that you have access at Green Hill to do that kind of exploration mining here, just kind of give a sense of how this partnership came to be and really what that previous news item, how it kind of set the pace for this to happen.
Yeah. And you know, it has been, you know, a number of months, about 8 or 9 months now, we've been working on this with Vale in parallel with our closure plan and their permit to take water that, you know, we hope to have issued very soon. So Vale's been a great partner. They are obviously, you know, the dominant mining company here in Sudbury with a large mill and a smelter, a nickel smelter here. So this property, the Crane Hill property, was a formerly operated by Inco, which was the predecessor to Vale being here in Sudbury. So it makes a lot of sense to work with them to process the ore we're going to mine through our advanced exploration phase of our project development. And we're really excited to announce it. It's been, you know, much better than what we had originally expected.
Okay. Let's talk about where this is going to come from, because there are some areas that, you know, this offtake is going to, it's going to include material from Maine, intermediate 9400 footwall and 101 footwall zones. What's not included is that 109 footwall zone, which you and I have discussed a number of times here on the podcast. What's the difference between those zones and what's being included and what's not?
Yeah. So the zones that we've included in this agreement are primarily nickel zones. They are, you know, nickel's the dominant metal. The 109 footwall zone, even though it has some areas of very good nickel and copper mineralization, is predominantly precious metals. And there is a component of that zone that's a very low sulfide, high grade precious metal zone. And so it is a little bit unique. And there are some test work that we've done that's indicative that we can get better recoveries with some other processes. So we want to test that out in this advanced exploration stage, both to gather more information that'll help us make better decisions in the future and potentially even modifications to the Shakespeare mill. But we ultimately believe that we can get better recoveries from another plant using slightly different process, and that's what we're going to explore.
Okay. And this is coming from the areas from a mineral resource estimate that I guess all, you know, is basically outdated. It's from August 2022. You are planning on an updated resource here in Q2 of this year. So there'll be a number of meters that were drilled in those areas, kind of get a better sense of scope and scale. You know, what should be the expectations of, you know, the mineralization coming out of there going to Vale? I mean, what would you like to see here?
Well, the agreement exactly was set up in such a way that as of, you know, last July, we gave a notification to Vale we were interested in mining some more. We gave them a production schedule with estimated grades. And again, these estimated grades came from block model that our resource, our current resource is based upon, didn't include the additional drilling that we had done. So as we work through updating this resource and including all of our drilling we've done since acquiring the property in November of 2022, you know, there's good potential that the grades will increase, especially in some of these near surface areas that really has been the focus of our drilling. And, you know, we will try to mine a blend of different zones and hopefully, you know, higher grades than what we've estimated. But for right now, that's what our estimate is based on the current resource.
Okay. Vale was okay with the resource at hand. I mean, they didn't want to wait until, you know, this updated resource was out? I mean, what was the conversations like there?
Yeah, you know, resources will change over time, I guess, and things will expand. And this is sort of an indication just so they can put something into their plans that there'll be a certain amount of feed coming in a certain schedule and, you know, an estimated grade. But as most miners can appreciate, you know, what you can forecast a year from now may not be exactly what you're going to be providing month by month. So they understand that. And if it's higher grade, it just means more metal coming out of the back of their mill. So it's all good. And ultimately, this is going to hopefully build into a very long-term positive relationship with Vale here in Sudbury.
Yeah, no, absolutely. They're not current shareholders of Magna, are they?
No, not that I know of.
Was that an option brought to the table, Jason? I mean,
yeah, they're, sure you know, honestly, it wasn't a discussion that we had with them at this time. You know, I think their interest right now is in us being a supplier of ore to their mill. That is their primary interest, and I think meets their sort of business objectives. You know, not to say it's not something that will be discussed in the future, but not at this time.
Okay. Cash flow from this? I mean, will you provide any sort of, you know, I guess guidance or some sort of, you know, cash flow ideas of what be brought in while it's happening?
Yeah, we will provide that guidance. So as we're working through updating the resource, we're also incorporating that into an updated life of mine plan. And this will ultimately feed into the next technical report on Crane Hill that will outline, you know, the economics. And it will have, you know, the terms from this agreement baked into that. So it'll be, I would say, better than a PEA, but, you know, it may be a PEA. So we hope to have that. You know, more information, more guidance on that later this year for sure. But currently we're just getting through the resource. And once we have that, then it'll be a stope design. And once we have, you know, better estimates on what the production will be, then we'll be able to give guidance on that.
Okay. Well, we obviously are going to be paying close attention, waiting for that updated resource estimate. You did mention you are expecting the possibility of improved grades in some of those areas as well. So obviously we'll be paying very close attention to what those grades might look like. But have we seen the drill results leading up to that mineral resource estimate? I mean, everything needed for that update, is all those drill results done?
Yes. Yeah. We have to cut those off. So those would be cut off as of the end of 2023. So all of those results would be out now. And as you recall, you know, some of these areas that we'll be working on updated wireframes and updated resource include the 101 footwall zone, which would be part of the initial advanced exploration test mining. And that's where we've had some, you know, spectacular results, really world-class. We're, you know, up to 31 meters at 4% nickel plus some copper and PGM. So those type of zones will get included in that. And, you know, we're quite optimistic and positive on the results and what that'll look like.
All right. Very good. Busy year. It's going to be a great year for Magna Mining. All right, Jason, we're going to keep it at that, short and sweet. Obviously, be paying attention closely as this continues to progress. Congratulations on this deal, and look forward to catching up with you next time.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Trevor. And yeah, hopefully we'll be talking a lot more over the next couple months.
Yeah, I believe we will. All right, that's your update from Magna Mining, everybody. Again, trading on the venture with NICU. And on the OTCQB with MGMNF. The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.